Good afternoon and welcome to the program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Boyu. Same way, so they get we online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. This now with support from Usiwa and powered by AfriCell, and me will bring come to the new edition of the program Midday Show. My name na Abdullahi Bla. Like all time inside this program, we get plenty news, information, and self-entertainment. So stay with me inside the next 1 hour for the program Midday Show. Not forget you can be part of the program by way of you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. The number where you go send text message, if you're in a house, you're inside motor car or safe in your office, but you want to be part of the program or discuss issue demo, the talk inside the program. Now for do so, send your text message 077-981-981. Or say if you can drop a message on our Facebook page when I read you democracy.sl. We they push the program go before and bring you the first issue inside the program. And this gets for do with the toll road. According to information from authority them na the road sector, August 18 this year, people will begin pay for pass na the Wellington Mashaka toll road. This now would be plenty people don't raise concern them, but from the amount we them for pay for truck them and the fact see plenty people still not get better information but waiting the app in this road. And for sake of this, Road for Development Salon, where now one civil society organization, we don't advocate for road business in the country, don't hold one workshop Wednesday, August 9th, for give more service to civil society activists them, but issue them we get for do with the toll road. Outside different stakeholder them, now the Sierra Leone Roads Authority, SLRA, and other one them, being talked to the civil society activists them, but different thing that we get for do with this toll road. Well, I've been witness this sensitization meeting and put this report together.
Put them into categories. You can tell them, get them on the way, but they say when they pass the road, the damage
will be... In name na Peter Kome, project manager for the Wellington Mashaka Toll Road project, as he will talk to different civil society activists them, we form the Road for Development Sierra Leone on issue them we get for do with the toll road, where plenty people don't raise different concern them, but not different corner them. The issue where they bring concern or self misunderstanding among different people, but this toll road, therefore do with the amount where different type of motor car them, therefore they pay at the toll gate them. Also, according to the latest price list for different motor car them now, 549,000 leones for every truck, tractor and trailer them. We mean say, na 83,000 nkai motor car go pay for any toll gate where them pass. 12,000 leones for jeep, pickup van, mini and medium bus them. We mean say, now 4,000 leones for the pay for each toll gate with them pass. And taxi and other small motor car them go pay 6,000 leones. We mean say, now 2,000 leones for the pay na any toll gate with them pass. So it clear now say, truck them get for pay high price them pass other motor car them. This make Peter Kome been try for explain inside this training with civil society activists them, how them may come about for putting price here for different motor car them na this toll road.
One sand truck in pay pass, the damage with the damage, and one day pass. You jeep need for pass maybe like 5, 6, 7, 8, or 2,000 times for race for do that same damage. Truck, not to say we pick on truck, but truck really, like, that you call the road killer, truck really kill road. So even though they are talking, the name truck, they near to them, you see we reduce them. So you see the gap between them, because the reality, not to say when they pick on truck, when they pick on them, actually, the idea of this concept that they pay for what you damage.
It has come been carrying on for talk about how this toll road will help develop the country in transport sector.
Toll they allow for a dedicated funding for maintenance. Toll they make sure, as they told you, with maintenance money they did it at once. Now, finally, of course, they improve safety. Principle don't talk, I need to emphasize that. For when this road don't come, fact, say all money I say, that bad overtake not there again, because when motor car there in front you, and you stay there, when you begin before you reach, they push you, get a free sign, you see me, you pass go.
One of the important organization them will be the part of this training na the Drivers Union Alpha Bar na the president for the Sierra Leone Motor Drivers Union and at this he will get for say but why a fine for sensitized driver them but the toll road system.
What you want to make me jump into these sensitizations? Now for me we brother the mercy this new thing we don't cancel. A good for we the drivers. A good for we the drivers in a way where you say, sir, you go dress fine, you go say they go quick, you come back quick. Now look what in happy. Motukale de Kobola now go colo less than 5 hours in order. So that's your own development. All the other side I really do. But now this one I lock up, but mercy for the good piece was small.
This make Alpha Bar call on all driver them for respect the law and ready for pain and different toll get them, but it be get some concern them.
For once you know what they plead for now, we are helping out the side there for Paku Mutka. Like Jue, yesterday's fact they arrest the man and they say for more than the police. Jue will get problem with Jue. So Jue, with the bay, still let people are going to make this road here. Let them make places for me. We shall go park on Motukade. In case you get broke down, you know, go park on that street today. You begin up the engine day. You go drag your Motukade to her. You can't go on that side where they don't make for park. You go up the engine day, you make your engine, you go change your tire day.
But what to make it important for make different civil society activists them go through this kind of training session? We get for do with the toll road, Muhammad Kalon, now head of programs, Road for Development Saloon.
It is important for everybody know about the toll system in Sierra Leone. The toll system not just affect the people in Freetown, it also affect the country at large. So the people then deal within Freetown, but we also therefore make sure say, we extend the message to the district people then, so that the district level back will able to say this now this they happen within the Mashaka Wellington toll road system. Now that will call the district coordinators and the regional supervisors and for them we sensitize them and train them on the toll road to be specific, so that they will take the message to the people and tell them everything about the toll road system in Freetown.
Although people for know why this toll road important, then self get concerned say the price for truck them where they car with plenty team where people they eat na the country where they come out from upline too high and want for know if Road for Development been think about this. Mohammed Kalon again.
Initially, if you look at the original document, the price for the truck and trailer has been more than what we think about now. But upon stakeholders meeting and negotiation on that particular document, don't they able for remove the price when the initial price from 950,000 euros to 549,000 euros at the moment. This they don't tell you say a lot of consideration we don't happen. But let me see, say yes, even if they are coming with a toll charge, but let me ensure say we will pay the charge, we also forget the benefit of the charge.
Radio Democracy been same also talk to some of the civil society activists them. What is this training mean to them and how they will approach people but the toll road issue in them different area them?
Hello, my name is Joanna Dumbuya, I represent Western area. So go with the government agenda for prosperity. I believe so we all for come on board for see this toll road go according to what SLIA don't put in place. As I go out for sensitize and talk to we were the out there, this road where they make so reasonable, you will use them, now you they pay for them.
Me na Brian Maki Moana, Sierra Leone Civil Society Forum at the Kailan District, me na the PRO. I get for take this message to know we serve my partners in development. That this toll road na a very good thing. We need for pay for them. And as the way they pay, we continue for pay. Now that money then they take make other routes according to the engineers and which they don't say today.
At the end of this one day training, civil society activists they may receive megaphone them, which then will be used for do sensitization to people on issue they will get for do with the toll road and then different area they will then come out now the country. How this will make change and help for make plenty people know about the toll road system with a new system to plenty people now the country, plenty people will say with the wait for see. For the Society for Ready Democracy, Mina Abulai Bla the report.
Well, still inside the toll road issue, where according to authority them, then we start for collect money from Motokadem where they use the toll road 18th of this month, where na August 2017. Well, we they take another issue, we same get for do with the toll road. Some civil society group them, drivers union and some other one them, beyond the use concern say government for provide alternative
route we go there instead of this toll road here. So well, for sake of this effort, then we don't date now for make this alternative route. But inside one press conference we Hill Saloon, one civil society all na the office Wednesday, August 9, the executive director for this organization we na Hill Saloon, Joseph Sano, say the alternative road way then they make now for provide alternative road na this toll road still tight, and we go make two more to car them not able pass there the same time. Well, we reporter Mange Mansari get more and go now report.
So the toll road bring us to the level we match with international standards. We have surveillance cameras. Now we put the police. Surveillance cameras do more work than we the police within every 15 kilometers on the length and breadth of the road. So that will provide us, and besides that, police patrols are going on. This is what happens in the other parts of the world today.
That now the voice of the public relations officer for the Sierra Leone's authority, Suri Kanu, inside one press conference where Hill Saloon be owned for Seka the Cholo Road. Usai is say police checkpoint them not get for day na different part na the Cholo Road, as na CCTV camera them get for day for the monitor the activities them of the driver them na the road. But inside this press conference, some allegation them been come up. One panel allegation there where the executive officer Joseph Sano for Hill Saloon make, where make is say two motor car them not go able pass at the same time.
Too much car, they lost in one car, one they go, no go able pass. It's so narrow. So either they need for brush up or grade up. And the road too bad. And they assure you, say, if even one small much car, they pass, another one no able come. So it means passenger for force himself into the bush. If we're not there, now they know what's him up. So that will make traffic congestion will increase. They know what show we are, we don't tell them, say, this road they are there for green and small and widening and small. We not say let it go down. We say let it be accessible, you understand, eh? And passable. So now that we don't see. And we stand on that. And today, I think that the ninth. We get 9 more days for them to return. We not see no much work they do. So we come on them, let them do it. Because we so concerned about we people.
When the answer to the allegation, so you cannot say the Sierra Leone Roads Authority, the work Tanga one, for making them begin use the alternative road after when they will begin use the toll road.
We will make this road passable for make sure it's safe and reliable for every people. We will just want the assurance to people. I mean, one thing was the Sierra Leone, we don't know, we don't want to accept the assurance. We don't tell the same we will make the road. Come the 18th, when we open that toll, that road will be passable to all vehicles. And right now, the road is passable. Vehicles will be the road. We don't meet up big trucks today. We will apply the route. Even this morning, before Akana office, I passed on that road for see the level of work we're doing at the maintenance. The work is ongoing. It's going to go on until the 18th. We just want to assure people that say that road will be come before the 18th.
Joseph Sano continues to say, the Sierra Leone Roads Authority for improve the road, for make the government not go violate the rights of Saloon people to wood road.
If they don't work towards them, we feel say this is a violation of human rights. We feel say they're for able for listen, observe, and maintain the rights of human being there because now access. They won't come for it. If you don't get money for pay, and if you're able for pass, and now that make the present in the region say, let this road work before any other. If I don't start the first, they say, until. When I do that, so now that makes them give time. So I feel say they for don't work on. The other thing where I notice, education. This toll road, the must start the first. There is less public engagement on this toll road. I feel say we for don't get town hall meetings, we for don't get sensitization meeting, they not be do that. So now we they can begin for take this for clear out to the people. So that was another negative part.
For sake of the quality of the alternative road. So you can say they no go tar all the road, but plenty side of the road get tar.
We not tell people say we tar that road, but we make them a well gravel road, which side tar no day. And only at the first section, that is from Koso town from Waterloo, now they tar no day. The remaining section from Waterloo, take those Masheka, tar Kotari day. We not create that Kotari. Then now we do some pre-mix patch in the day or two patch in the day, whatever, from there we make sure so we take the necessary intervention we do for that day.
Although government don't provide alternative road for the toll road, the concern from the people now that the road tight and this will cause plenty traffic na the alternative road. For Radio Democracy, Mandy Mansaye, the report.
The program you still listen to na mid the show, and they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And me will bring come to you an edition of the program mid the show. My name na Abdullah Blah. Not forget say you same way so they get me online on www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Usiwa and powered by AfriCell. If you didn't abo in the environs, you will get me on 99.5 FM. Not forget, you can be part of the program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. The number na 077-981-981. We push the program go before and give you another issue. And now we go na court to Usawan Eugene Elliott, where na the prosecution witness in Taiwan wounding case don't talk na court say even see one Josiah Tengbe been beat and wound the complainant Dennis Pratt, where people they call pastor the term where he be the commode na the Freetown City Council mayor in office Franklin Bode Gibson. Well, for more on this, let me now join with court reporter Winner Matthew Kwati.
One Eugene Elliott, when a prosecution witness inside one wounding case na the Freetown Magistrate Court number 2. Don't talk na court say he been see where one Josiah Tengbe be wound the complainant Dennis Pratt, where people they call pastor, where he been they commot na Mayor Franklin Bode Gibson in office na the Freetown City Council inside July 21st this year. The witness say this man been wound the complainant by way how he been whack a raid with stone and been bust in forehead, where been make him be unconscious, and they been rush and go na the Connaught Hospital Usai, they been go give him 3 stitches na in forehead. The witness been same way so tell the court say he know the accused Josiah Tembe, and remember July 21st this year where na the term where the alleged wounding incident been happen at number 97 Wallace Johnson Street na Freetown. Same way so where the complainant inside this wounding case Dennis Pratt, where na one of the prosecution witness them for this case been a testify na the Freetown Magistrate Court number 2 before Magistrate Anna Boni Wednesday August 9 this year, he say the accused Josiah Tengbe the attacker where he been just come up from the mayor of Freetown, his lordship Mayor Franklin Bode Gibson, in office na the Freetown City Council na Wallace Johnson Street na Freetown. He carry on say the accused Josiah Tengbe been beat him and been whack him na in head with stone and been bust in forehead with stone, where be make he been feel severe pain them all over in body, and he said that been make good that people them been rush and go na the Connaught Hospital inside the bingo giam 3 stitches na in forehead. All this be where the accused Josiah Tengbe be appear before Magistrate Anna Boni for the third term for answer to the offense them of 3 counts charge them of wounding with intent, wounding and assault occasioning actual bodily harm. We all contrary to the offenses against the person act of 1861. Now Inspector Suri Conte na the police prosecutor for this case. As all this they be, Magistrate Hannah Boni don't give the accused Josiah Tengbe 10 million yen's bail with one shorty. Magistrate Hannah Boni don't adjourn this wounding case to Friday, August 18 this year. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Matthew Kwati, the report.
The program na mid the show where they come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. You get me online www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. Send text message on the number 077-981-981 on the issue them where we they discuss inside the program. Well, we push the program go before still for come inside the program, you go know the reason why make First Minister of Trade Alhaji Usman Boy Kamara say he want be flag bearer for the All People's Congress Party. But for now, we they take something we get for do it well with the business, as the Ministry of Health and Sanitation don't pull the Health Sector Performance Report 2016 and the 2017 mid-year review Nado Wednesday, August 9, 2017. The Minister of Health and Sanitation, Dr. Abubakar Fofana, don't say From 2016 to now, the number of Bele woman them where they die don't reduce from the number where being they die inside 2015. The minister talked this way in the Pulnado, the health sector performance report 2016 and 2017 media review yesterday, Wednesday, August 9, 2017. Well, Elizabeth Ali Blangu being the part of this Pulnado and put this report together.
The aim of the Health Sector Performance Report 2016 and the 2017 mid-year review now to make people learn know about the performance and progress with the health system when they make in the country. And one of the objectives them now to provide reports on the activity them where them then they do for different in the well body sector. The main area them now the health system and serve for address the challenge them where they been get inside 2016. Hassan Fuhar Kanu now the acting and planning specialist in the Ministry of Health and Sanitation. They do PowerPoint presentation, but outside the health sector, they now in the country. And this one are under the service delivery area. Of Hassan Fuad Kanu, acting planning specialist at the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, maybe they give PowerPoint presentation. Dr. Seyon Kamara, now the Deputy Chief Medical Officer at the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, say the Ministry of Health don't they do well for getting rank at the different area than at the well body sector. Alexander Chimbaru, now officer in charge of WHO, say because of the efforts we Salundon they make in the health sector, Salundon win an award for the best implementation of surveillance response in Africa. But say it will give the credit to the district to them because it's another one they also champion the cause. The Health Sector Performance Report 2016 and the 2017 Media Review. The Minister of Health and Sanitation, Dr. Abubakar Fofana, say from 2016 to now, the number of Bele women that will be died don't reduce from the number of the one that will be died inside 2015.
Giving an agency for
Say even though the ministry gets challenged, but so they try for support the health facility them inside the past year them.
We think of the community network in the heart of this year to a new pillar for new-level healthcare providers for physician assistance. So we can get to areas we have every day. It will be challenging for me and the minister to send a full fledged where they can talk. We have been tested.
Sanitation Dr. Abubakar Fofana say the 2017 mid-year review report meeting within the whole now with stakeholder and well body partner them. Now for talk but still them will improve other area them that the well body sector is still much challenge. This 2017 mid-year review and the 2016 health performance report been bringing together well body will command them all over the country. National and international partner them will get for review the 2017 mid-year report for 3 days where they improve the well body sector. For Radio Democracy, Mila Elizabeth Ali Blango the reports.
The program is midday show and it comes to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetong and 99.5 FM na Bo. You the same way so get to be online on www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Osiwa and powered by Africell. Not forget me where they bring today an edition of the program midday show. My name na Abdullah Bla. You can be part of the program by way of you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. But whilst you do that, let me just relax at this moment and listen to this music.
Affecting all my people. Fighting in Namibia, crushing all my people. I shooting in Soweto, hey, I killing all my people. Rebel in Zimbabwe, victimizing all my people. I look at my money, my people all are crying. I look at them a shooting, my people are dying. I look at them a robbing, my people are sighing. Tell me where you gonna go, when the massacre goes. Tell me where you gonna hide, when the massacre goes. Nothing that we owe you. We need something. Will you leave us alone? We have reason. Freedom is our goal.
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 Africa is our home.
Freedom is our goal.
Freedom is our goal.
Freedom is our goal.
Freedom leave us alone.
Freedom is our goal.
Freedom is our home.
Freedom is our goal.
Calling all my people, fire in Angola. Calling all my people, riot in Mozambique. Fighting all my people, fighting in Namibia. Crushing all my people, I shooting in Soweto. Killing all my people.
Well, I hope say you don't enjoy the music day. We come to you inside the program midday show. Not forget say the program you listen to on a midday show, they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo, and online www.radiodemocracy.sl. This now with support from Musiwa and powered by AfriCell. We the push the program go before and bring you another issue. As the 2018 election they come near, different party and politician them they prepare for TINAP for different position them. Now the All People's Congress Party, we don't see different people they come out and show interest for be flag bearer and presidential candidate for the party. One panem populia na Usman Boy Kamara, we na first Minister of Trade and Industry. Inside this interview with Ahmed Cisse, he starts first for explain but why he decide for TINAP for be flag bearer na the APC party.
The intention has always been to serve the people of Sierra Leone in whatever capacity, either in a private capacity or in a political capacity. As you know, the APC party solely recently outlined the guidelines and criteria for if you want to become a flag bearer. So we will wait for that. When a man published that, CC fulfilled the conditions and that make her apply now.
So you say you fulfill the condition. You two take to you come at the APC. So how comes you meet the conditions that were set for possible for the flag bearer?
Well, if you look at the criteria for the flag bearer, there is no time limit as such. More than say for long being at the party for make you be the flag bearer. And as the president and the secretary general of the party has been saying over the years, you can't lead the APC, you are the same as somebody who run DD for 10 or how many years. I think the one thing that distinguish you staying at the party is your contribution to the party. I don't mean in terms of money, I mean in terms of effort, in terms of association with people in the party for make the party go forward. So it's not just
but even the Secretary General for the All People's Congress don't say the contribution which somebody don't give either financially or otherwise critical in terms of whether they're for elect or select for the flag bearer for the party. You know, to take to even at the party, people in the way you won with already, we don't take decades on that party. If you say you don't contribute more than them,
I don't think so. Nah, they are. And they look in terms of the magnitude of the contribution. If you don't make sizable contribution to the party in terms of financial, as well as in the sense that you don't bring a lot of people into the party and all other things, people can only like the party for decades. Yes, that is so. But you have to, you get for compare them with the voting myself don't bring into the party in terms of voters there who are not being voted for the party, in terms of people who are not make don't align with the party. So many things, and they not only theory cable put down in terms of finance alone or in terms of longevity in the party.
So you feel say you don't succeed in bringing people over now the APC?
Yes, I don't do that all over in Sierra Leone. In many districts APC will be okay, say that go to the traditional areas in Kenema district, in Bu, in Kailao, Kono, we regard as Misekono, not to talk about Futao Nayabon.
So let me look at 2011 convention at the SLPP. You contest with Marabio,
yeah.
And you can second, you know, but you move over to the APC. Which if you see different from that end to now, where they make you be flag bearer in the APC?
First of all, when we enter any contest, if the contest is fair, then why we stick by the whatever the outcome is. And secondly, despite the way the SLPP treat me, we make me go and quite clear now that they expel me. There is a letter to that effect without any due reasons or all of that. So since we aim now for serve the people of Sierra Leone, not necessarily a party, I don't raise any objection to that. I move away peacefully.
So what you facing a chance system on our APC as we don't know see different people and you know inside the party they show interest for the flag bearer?
Well, the chances in my own opinion, in my own estimation, it's well and the same like the others, because as I say, once you fulfill the criteria, it's up to the party hierarchy for decide either by selection or by election whoever God will choose for that.
Some people looking at you health not long ago, mm-hmm. They consider say you, because of your health, you're not supposed to run the interest as it is now.
Okay. No, well, that is not so. I've been fall ill in 2014. I don't recover till the end of 2015. And since then, there have not been any issue with my health. I am fit and well. I'm not by any medication or any kind treatment now for the past year or so. And as you know, if I'm not in that position again, for undergo the rigors of election and then kind of thing, I'm not put myself forward. And can say a person came from sick, but not from well. Let me know how I feel, and I'm feeling quite okay. I'm not getting any issue. And I'm quite okay with myself.
Now other sets of people and believe say you come into this race for make you like your relevance not lost, not to primarily so maybe say you go win the flag bearer, and for just they come there and say okay, so go yourself there and yourself get small stake in this.
Well, if I don't believe say I go win, I don't go enter for this race. I don't go out for show me relevance na the party. My relevance in society whether they politics or not is there for all to see. Not to, because I want for sure say I'm relevant. I'm relevant in the sense that I've made my own contribution, not only in politics in this country, I've made my own contribution in the in government, in various in Muslim organizations, in various things there. So not only make I show me relevance, but I have been making contribution to society and I continue to do that.
You don't work in the civil service for a long time, and Ministry of Mines, Society, plenty of people we call say and we call your activity then maybe then as Director of Mines, but you serve also as minister under this particular and it's micro mine government. If you say you need for lead, you need for the president, or yeah, able for succeed for do your vision or implement your vision?
Well, I think say because of that and the contribution I don't make in the society, I feel say if as a president I'll be able to do more. That is the reason. I'll be able to do more, reach more people, propagate the ideas then of the party as well.
You're not going to left APC if you
No. I believe in the tenets of the APC. APC is non-discriminating in terms of which tribe you belong to or who's this client is. And as you can see, for the past 1 year or so, you see nothing only happened at the SLP. And these are the things we pointed out. And it has gone out of control, which shows that what I have been saying then in 2011 don't come out to be true.
So finally, Osuboyi 2011 and Osuboyi 2017. Not the same person, we get the same kind of command, they will pull huge number of people and the car will pull the team will be declared now the APC.
Yes, I think so, and I know so. If you go around the country, not only in Freetown, I mean I won't have to make that assessment. I know I still have people all over the country who they work with me for fulfill my ideals, which is not a selfish ideal for the country.
Well, in name na Usman Boyi Kamara, we na been first minister of trade, and he be the talk to Ahmed Cisse. But the reason why make a thing say the ruling All People's Congress Party for gain the ticket for be the flag bearer for the 2018 election. The program you dey listen to na meet the show, and they come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. We now go inside with 077-981-981 text line and bring you some of the issue, some of the message them we don't send. This one, so they say, oh Saloon, these two party APC SLPP na edat. The last time na SLPP been get them ala now na APC back. Me a tire safe. It come from Favorite Boy Vibes Cartel, the Street Soldier na Sarah Texas Waterloo. This one, yeah, so they say. This one, also they say, thank God we're getting good news in the health sector. Fellow, let's pray to God for help and not always on the negative. From Abubakar, na Freetown. This one, also they say, thanks to hear your voice this afternoon. Keep the fire burning for Manager Darami. Okay, thank you. This one, also they say, my humble suggestion is that the toll road should only commence when the alternative road has been completed and certified by all parties. It come from Joseph Nalunge. This one, also they say, bravo government for providing the bypass road for the toll road. If drivers are afraid of the traffic on the road, please let them use the toll road. From Abu na Freetown. This one, also they say, please, Mr. Government, una need for put a law. If you kill, then kill you. If you minam and chuk, you comping them for courts. Them for cut you on we use for chook. It come off from vibes cartel na Waterloo. This one, yeah, so they say this one come off from Coca Alusine Blessed Texas Saloon. They say Saloon say Usuboyu. You na political, okay, this not so clear. This one here, so they say APC beware of Boy Kamara because he had moved from SLPP to APC. He would he should again to another party. He come from 442 of City Texas Nabo. Well, Nayasu, we go top force. We expand the text message them. We don't come. We they push the program go before and bring you another issue. And still inside politics, as the Sierra Leone People's Party National Delegates Conference scheduled for take place September 19 this year. The public relations officer for the party, retired Lahai Lawrence Lima, don't say, if some constituency prove difficult for go by the right standard for organized and lower level constituency election them, the party go left them out and conduct the national delegate conference. Well, for more detail, he talked to we Yon Emrick Roy Cooker inside this interview.
The lower level constituency elections is almost in its concluding stage. In the last NEC meeting where we get, we will expect same for they rectify all the delegate lists. But given the fact say the north and the western area get a lot of constituencies for handle, they're not be able to accomplish them process, and of course then get some disputed areas.
One of the issues we talk about, so from north and the western region, therefore those list for the PRC Gazette at least, we according to some information, their constituency they will not be able to stick by the PRC Gazette at least. What's it?
Before this time, we get list them where PPRC them and conduct elections that wouldn't be sent to be. Now they list them, they in fact largely with the use. In their other areas where PPRC not been conduct elections, but then as per the appeal court's ruling, the gazetted rules and regulations were then published on 29 January 2016 with the use for make sure say we generate delegates from their areas and they. So largely, we go according to the rules and regulations gazetted and then list the PPRC being provided and then one and they will use for conduct the elections.
So it's go wrong currently now, constituency then within the northern region and the western region.
We get a few areas where the National Executive Council been set up the committee of intending flag bearer aspirants where been decided for work with the establishment and make sure say the process is being conducted according to the rules and regulations. So waiting on the happen from where NEC be done meets, we be done give timeline to the western area and the northern region for make them to complete their elections then as against the 15th of this month. For the northern region, they don't complete the districts then and they think of now getting a planned date for complete the regional process. For today, we're now the 10th of August, we for done the try for conduct district elections now the western area. Well, we for done start with East Urban, then we go to West Rural, then Central District. We only don't complete with East Urban districts. We don't complete with the constituencies, then they will not get any issue or no complaint. The regional executive can go ahead now for supervise the process where the district care for conduct the elections. Then for West Rural, they say for don't get their own elections go on tomorrow, but a particular constituency, the winner constituency 92, will not conduct their elections yet.
What's it make?
Well, the last time we didn't go, the chairman, they say, well, let them postpone the election yet, either if he was sick or he was not in readiness or preparation for conduct the elections day. And we not will get a district election conducted, constituency not complete the process. But then the bone of contention or complaint will come from the constituent and that they're not able for do 92 yet. There is no way you will go conduct district elections, you know, you don't clarify all the constituencies elections. So on that note, a need for again meet and harmonize. And one of the reasons we make them form this committee of flag bearer aspirants now for make sure say the rules and regulations and the appeals court order is strictly followed.
How best so this committee ensure that say then different constituencies, so mostly one in the north end, the western area, comply with this standard, more like the PPRC gazetted list where they say that for user the constituency with some blank constituency. So we don't get information, see, no one walk by.
The committee not involved in the rules. The rules don't make provision for them. So basically, they are just committee for ensure, say, the executive structures at their own different levels conduct the elections according to what in the rules specify.
So you are responsible for pinpoint, say, what we would agree to for make sure, say, they're not supposed to partner and to follow the right standard.
We get the rules and regulations specified, what you call the RECC, the
Regional
Elections Complaints Committee. Where for any elections where they conduct, you get a period of 72 hours for channel a petition. And when you channel a petition, the Regional Elections Complaints Committee can look into the petition of those where they complain. And when they look into the matter, if the aggrieved party not satisfied, they can further appeal to the IMOC. When are the independent electoral body, go look into the matter and their own decision final. If you come to this West Rural District, The reason why, in fact, elections will be difficult for Kondo and the district until the elections for 92 is conducted. If they don't conduct elections, then the issue of petition would have come into play. For look at the 72 hours period.
So seemingly, there's a problem within our constituency 92 where we have to reverse this whole process.
Not a foreseeable theory for to reverse the process, because in fact, one of the things it has, there's a precedent to the effect that if people they become unnecessarily problematic, we can let them out and go with convention. We don't almost conduct about 95% of the elections. So if anybody become unnecessarily problematic for the entire process for throw span and the rings, that 5% leaving behind cannot significantly change or impact the outcome of the process of 95% completion of it. The West West District, equally so, I received a letter from the district chairman, which I say the committee overturned the elections the way it conducts. And according to he say, the rules and regulations give them the mandate for conduct elections and incite the elections the way it conducts. And it don't sign, in return the officers don't sign, and the regional chairman don't endorse, and specifically now that the rules and regulations provide for. Then equally so in the appeal court's judgment in order C, again specify clearly say we forgo according to the gazetted rules and regulations.
Within the assurance, the SLPP were able to conduct this lower level and constituency elections with the 39 constituency them perfectly according to the standards and principle ahead of the National Delegates Conference for the 19.
The court says conduct the rules according to the gazetted rules and regulations. If certain constituencies prove extremely difficult for themselves, we can let them out. And leaving one or two constituencies out because then they create unnecessary problem is still not going to materially affect the outcome of the convention we will go, because already we don't complete about 95% of the process. And so if one or two constituencies they create problem, there is a precedent to the effect we can still follow that and leave them out and go conduct the conference.
In name na retired Lieutenant Lai Lawrence Lima, in na the public relations officer for the opposition Sierra Leone People's Party, and he be the end of interview there with Emric Roy Coker, who say he say if some constituency them no conduct the lower level election, well then get no option but for left them out and the party will go ahead for conduct for do the delegates conference. Well, the program you still listen to now midday show where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy and 8.1 FM. Well, this message so quickly on the interview with Usman Boyi Kamara. He say, a member of Usu Boyi been say Trangais for better. You sure say you no go run APC because they not give from PDD of magazine. Well, we know get a answer, but we know say later I get for respond on the concerned and day. Well, the program you listen to now meet the show, and me with the bring come this edition of the program meet the show to you. My name na Abdullah Blah. We go take this other music inside the program as we day about for roundup. right, well, that's now Eric Donaldson with Cheerio Baby. Well, I hope say you don't enjoy that music day inside the program mid the show. It comes to you from Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown 99.5 FM na Bo, and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. This now with support from Usiwa and powered by AfriCell. Well, now yeah, the program mid the show go tap for today. Plenty thank you to my colleagues them. We don't go out and about for bring you different reports and interview them and make the program how it turns so they like today. Well, I also want to say thank you to my producer, we na Fatima Sise, and same with my senior producer, we na Alex Lawrence Kuruma, to my technical somebody, we na Parkinson Otis Somos, and to my technician also, we na Moses Kavura, we the inside the studio. Well, me we don't need behind the mic for bringing today an edition of the program mid the show. My name na Abulai Bla. So till next time with this same program, mid the show will come to you. For now, I will say tata and get yourself a blessed day.